And now the Scarab Sandcast is proud to present Scarab Game Reviews! Reviews of games found in the Scarab Game Library.
Boss Monster and its expansion, Tools of the Hero Kind, by Brotherwise Games. For 2 to 4 players, ages 13 and up, playtime 30 minutes. Inspired by classic video games, Boss Monster challenges you to become the villain, build a dungeon, lure in adventurers, and destroy them. And it basically mimics the side-scrolling dungeons, video game style, all that fun stuff. We had a few people play the game here with me today, but we've played before in the past. Again, I'm John, and with me, who's played the game, is...
Dan Dillmater. Hey.
Dan the Pirate Guy, or whatever his name is.
Dan the Pirate Man, as I've been called.
There we go.
And 2016 Iron GM, Kristen.
Yay!
What's up?
Yay. All right, guys, so this was a really interesting game. What's some good stuff we can say about this game?
Well, we fumbled our way through learning it pretty easily.
That's true.
Once we got the edges rounded off, it moved pretty quickly. I like the way it flowed, and it was easy enough to figure out.
We also had someone else who played the game who just came back to join us after a brief break.
Hello, all.
Who are you?
I am Bill.
There you go. That's all you get. You got to pay extra for the rest of that. All right, so we're talking about some good things about Boss Monster.
I like the art.
You like the art because it has that very 8-bit video game
very
style, like old school.
And they threw in quite a bit of humor and references.
Yeah, because the art does also include many, many references to the old side-scrollers.
To other video games and side-scrollers.
Yep. Not just that, it sometimes references things outside of it I've seen.
That's true. Like there was that Pokemon reference you caught. That,
yeah, there's
well,
a
like, you
pet
could
monster.
Say that's a...
It definitely looked like a...
Or Assassin's Creed.
The yeah. Vorpal Blade.
The Vorpal Blade, there you go.
Yeah. Little, some tropes little, there for classic adventuring as well.
Little C.S. Lewis reference there.
Oh, yeah.
It did not go snicker-snick, though. I'm really kind of just... Well, anyways. So, yes, quick, easy to play, quick, easy to pick up. Really, really fun art. It kind of tugs at all those nostalgia heartstrings.
Even the box looks like an old Nintendo.
That's true. Yeah, looks like an old NES cartridge. The expansion, the box for that, looks like a Game Boy Advance cartridge box.
Yep, well done.
Okay. So what's some bad stuff about this game? What's some bad stuff we can say about this game?
You gotta have a decent sized table space because we're doing this on a 6-foot folding table. And we were kind of running out of
space. We were running out of space with four players.
So
good thing I gave you guys all that space.
Died.
It helped when
died.
You died.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
No. So I'd say that's kind of a bad thing.
Dying?
You could knock someone out of the game and they might be out of the game for a good chunk of the game.
Yeah, it's okay. You were still jabbing at us the whole time after you were dead and just haunting us a little bit. That was fun.
Well, yeah, that's what I do.
Some of the abilities, what time they came in, what kind of priority they had, it was a little fuzzy. So there were some things where knowing the timing of when you could do certain actions would be more helpful.
I wish I could remember what. There was a few cards that were a little bit vaguely worded.
Yeah, there were.
That could have been clarified a little better. Other than that, I really don't have anything to pick at this game about.
Okay.
The first time playing will take longer.
Obviously,
I think if we played it again, it would go much quicker because we wouldn't be...
Yeah, that was another thing.
We would definitely hit that... Might hit,
the,
hit
once
closer
we get
to
past
that
the learning
mark.
Curve,
we
it would go closer to the 30-minute time.
To me, it wasn't really clear exactly when the Epic Heroes were supposed to come out.
That's true. What time do they come out? What's the... trigger right. That makes it happen.
So we just started having them come out.
Yeah, kind of whenever.
So what's something in the kind of other category that we can say about this game? Anything?
That's pure cards.
Pure cards.
Pure cards. There's no other components to it.
It's a lot of
cards, cards, cards.
It's a lot
there's
of
no dice
counters.
Rolling.
Yep,
there's
a lot of
else.
Little decks.
I do like that the box is not excessively large.
Yep, and they do a pretty good job of using the space they have with the box.
Yeah.
So there's not a lot of wasted space. You don't open up this huge box and find like a single D6 in it, and that's it. You find it actually takes up what it probably should take up. Well, that's cool. Is there anything else?
Nostalgic the whole time.
Is there anything else we want to say about Boss Monster? I feel like there should be a B-52 song in there right there.
Does sound like you could put a cover.
It was not a boss. It's a boss monster. All right.
Yeah, that cover needs to happen.
Sure.
And drawing a blank.
Drawing a blank? Yeah. Okay, well.
It's a great game. I love it.
So if someone
this
wanted
game
to,
is another.
If somebody wanted to, it is another. There you go. So if somebody wanted to play this game, where would be the best place they could go to play it?
Scarab!
Yeah.
Or Scarab, yes.
I mean, I was going to say your mom's
name. Oh, You just went there.
My mom doesn't have this game.
But she probably has
that
a nice
sounds
time
like a Christmas bring this. Okay.
So yes, Boss Monster, check it out at Scarab Game Library. You have been warned.